in county news. According to a May 29th press release, the Buncombe County Department of Public Health confirmed an outbreak of 5 cases of whooping cough since late April. All the cases have been in children. A whooping cough outbreak is defined as 3 related cases that are not in the same household. The Henderson County Department of Public Health had reported their first case of whooping cough this year on April 3rd. Since early May, there have been 74 cases of whooping cough in Henderson County. Most of the cases are in school-aged children. This is the largest Henderson County outbreak for whooping cough in 7 years, when there was a total of 95 cases. Whooping cough, also called pertussis, is a highly contagious respiratory disease that can cause serious problems, especially in babies. It is caused by the Bordetella pertussis bacterium. The infection affects the airways and the lungs. The bacteria can spread by being close to an infected person who sneezes or coughs. Whooping cough peaks in the summer and fall. After exposure to the pertussis bacteria, it may take 5 to 10 days to begin showing common cold-like symptoms with a runny nose, low-grade fever, and mild cough, except in babies. 1 to 2 weeks after the symptoms begin, infected persons may develop violent coughing fits that usually last 1 to 6 weeks. The illness is commonly called whooping cough because of the high-pitched whoop sound at the end of the coughing fit when a person breathes in. Once the coughing fit lessens, recovery may take an additional 2 to 3 weeks. The highest at-risk group are unvaccinated babies under a year old. Almost one half of this group is hospitalized. Babies and young children may have difficulty breathing and can turn blue from lack of oxygen. Complications include pneumonia, breathing difficulties, brain infection, and convulsions. Most deaths from whooping cough are in infants too young to be fully vaccinated. Other high-risk groups include adults with pulmonary problems like asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, pregnant women, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems. The intense coughing spells can result in loss of bladder control, vomiting, headaches, lightheadedness, weight loss, and rib fractures from intense coughing. Early diagnosis and treatment are very important to keep the disease from spreading. You should see your healthcare provider, even if you've been exposed to someone with the illness. Like other respiratory diseases, you can help reduce the spread by staying home when sick, washing your hands frequently, and covering your nose and mouth when coughing and sneezing. Antibiotics should be started immediately once the diagnosis is made or exposure is confirmed. Starting antibiotics after 3 weeks of symptoms will not be effective because the bacteria are no longer active in the body. The best way to protect against whooping cough is to get vaccinated. The CDC recommends vaccination for all at-risk groups starting at 2 months of age. Booster shots are encouraged for teens and adults every 8 to 10 years to boost immunity. People can get sick if they are vaccinated, but usually not as severe as unvaccinated individuals. You can contact your healthcare provider to obtain a vaccination or go to the Buncombe County Immunization Clinic at 40 Cox Avenue in Asheville. To schedule an appointment, call 828-250-5096. The Buncombe County Public Health Department is trying to contain this outbreak by identifying those people who have been exposed to the illness and by providing guidance. Public Health Director Ellis Matheson said in the release, quote, "With the community spread of whooping cough in the region and multiple confirmed cases now in Buncombe County, we urge individuals and families to protect themselves and others. Vaccination remains the best defense and can also reduce the severity of the illness." Unquote.